Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Thank you, church. So good to see you. While you're there clapping, can you give it up for all our guests one more time? If you're a guest today, hey, our honor, joy to host you. If you're online, hello, hello. And hey, around here, we do believe that God is alive, right? Do you believe that? He's not dead. He's alive. And he's not distant. He's close. And he's not deaf. He's got great hearing. He's listening to us. And so I want you to do something with me. I want you to reach out to God. Can you do this? Just do something to reach out to God. Lord, we look to you today. Father, we thank you that you are alive and that you're an ever-present help in time of need. Lord, that all we need do is look to you, to reach out. We don't need to trick you. We don't need to manipulate you. We don't need to coerce you. Lord, but you are willing, Father, to draw near to your children, to draw near to anybody who calls out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way. You're not a way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our friend Shaz, that Marion led to you. Lord, we are believing that some way, somehow, she will find clear air to be able to meet with you, clear air to be able to talk to you, to be filled with your presence. And Lord, we pray for anyone today who's feeling stuffy, feeling like life is complicated, feeling confused, feeling pushed, pressed, bullied, stressed. We thank you, Lord, for the climate of heaven is one of peace, one of life, one of truth. And we breathe it in right now. One of belonging, not isolation. One of freedom, not legalism. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, set every heart free today. Let every captive rejoice as the chains break off their life. Lord, let the sound of falling chains and burdens and blockage hit the ground today as we walk freely. Thank you for healing. Thank you for clear minds. Thank you for the city of Sydney, God. Father, we pray for every person in our city, across every location, those, Lord, who do not know you and know the goodness, the grace, the truth of Jesus Christ. Lord, in this hour, we are praying. We are interceding on behalf of our city for many children to grow up in the knowledge of God, for young hearts to not be drawn into darkness, drawn into despair, but to be drawn into life. For families, Lord, to be strong, steady, for giftings to be released, for callings to be released, for the greatest days of the church are ahead of us. They're not behind, they're ahead. We're thankful for our history, but we're grateful for our future, Lord. The greatest days of Oxford Falls are ahead of us. The greatest days of this church are ahead of us, of this location, Father. We thank you. Where people are thriving, people are flourishing, where community is strong, where faith fills our hearts, where the Holy Spirit is moving, where there's life and health and growth and multiplication. And so we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. They all said, come on, a good hearty amen today. Say amen one more time. Say amen. Amen. Hey, hug. Four people. Come on, walk across the row. Hug four people, an appropriate hug. If you're single, what an opportunity. Give someone a hug. Thank you, band. You're amazing. Incredible. Worship team, production. Thank you, guys. So, see my man, Toph. Hello, handsome. And Nancy, good to see you. And new friends. Hey, guys. Hey, I don't know how you wake up in the morning. How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed? How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up in the morning feeling well? Feeling happy? If you do, we envy you. Do you wake up in the morning feeling grumpy? Sometimes. Wake up complaining? Wait, how do you wake up? Do you wake up like me, 5:30 a.m. to the sound of, Daddy! First thing in the morning, Oakland wakes up, runs into the bedroom, Daddy! Well, he doesn't run to the bedroom. We go get him. So that's our fault. But he comes yelling. I mean, he is pumped first thing in the morning. How do you wake up in the morning? How's the climate of your life? How's the climate of your home? What's the atmosphere like when you start the day? Do you wake up bullied by your phone? Do you wake up bullied by your calendar? Do you wake up stressed? Do you wake up worried about what's on that day? Do you wake up annoyed about your sports team? Like me sometimes, especially Tottenham supporters, Jamie Malcolm, and Chelsea supporters, Mitch Hammond. And whenever there's, how do you wake up? Here's the amazing thing is that you can actually wake up in the morning with a climate that does not match the world and that does not match how you're feeling, but you actually have the opportunity, all of us have the opportunity to wake up and have an atmosphere over our lives that is like heaven. There is another option. There is another way. In fact, there's a better way. You can literally, maybe not when you first wake up, but you can take some steps with God to find the atmosphere of your home, of your house, of your mind, of your soul, does not have to be bullied around, does not have to be living in fear, but actually you can live with the atmosphere of Jesus Christ at the center of your life. And the invitation to that new atmosphere, the invitation to that fresh climate is prayer. Prayer is the door to stepping in to a new climate. Prayer is not the door that says, well, if you pray, then you're safe. Most of us live guilty, right? How you doing? We feel guilty that we don't pray enough. You ever felt like that? Most of us don't wake up. We generally wake up feeling guilty. We want to pray. You want to talk to God. You want to have that atmosphere, but often we feel guilty. But I want to encourage you. Prayer is the greatest invitation known to mankind. There is no greater invitation, and the invitation is on offer every single day. Whether you're feeling good or not, there is an invitation to step into the climate of heaven every day of your life, that you can be filled with God's presence. And what I want to challenge you to do over these next 3 weeks is to pray once a day for 21 days. Just pray once a day. Take one moment, could be 2 minutes, could be 10 minutes, could be longer, and just acknowledge God one time per day. And I want to encourage you, God's going to show up. Amen. You're going to find the climate changes in your home. And what I want you to catch today is that the best way to pray is to start with praise. The best way to pray is to start with praise. Come on, everyone say praise. Praise. It's the best way to start. I had Connect Group this last week, and we gathered around and we were going through our devotional, and we're going through prayer. And so we looked at the Lord's Prayer, and we read through it, and we talked about it, we unpacked it, and then we got up and we prayed together through the Lord's Prayer. And it was the most amazing Connect Group I think we've had. We spent all this time, extra time praying together. And I want to take us through the Lord's Prayer right now. Go to Matthew 6, 9 to 13. I'm reading through the ESV. And we're going to get out the big Bible on the screen. And this is in the context of Jesus' teaching how to pray. And he comes to this point where he says, "This then is how you should pray." First thing he says is "our." It's really important to remember that we are a family. You're not alone. It's not just you and Jesus. It's not just you and God. You're actually part of the church. And then it says "our Father." So we are praying. What I think is interesting, it doesn't say "our God." It doesn't say "our Lord." Doesn't say "our Savior" even. Says "our," come on church, "Father." Jesus is saying when you approach God, how do you see Him? Who do you picture when you pray? Do you picture a God that's got a list? Have you been naughty or nice? He's checking it off, checking it twice. He's looking at your life. Who you're coming to and He's saying, "Hey, where have you been?" Making you feel guilty. "Where have you been? What are you doing? Get your act together. Fix this. Fix that." Is that what you hear? What do you hear? And what do you see when you come to pray? Jesus says, pray like this. "Our Father. Our Father." I love when Oakland asks me for stuff, even if it's sassy. Even if he is a little too bold, we're teaching him manners, but I don't mind. I like that he comes to me boldly, and he'll come and say, "Daddy, sit here." You know, he's very controlling. Okay, so and so I actually love it. I love that he comes to me boldly, not begging. "Oh, Dad, please, can I have some dinner tonight?" You know, please, please, begging for simple things. I don't want him to come to me like a beggar. I want him to come to me like my son. And that everything I own is his. Everything I am is for him. How you doing, church? This is the same when we pray, that we can approach our Father who is in heaven. "Hallowed be your name." Hallowed be your name, which means honored. Means praised, means revered. Be your name. Your kingdom. Whose kingdom? Your, like it's not yours, his. His kingdom. Not your little kingdom. Not your little rule and reign. Not your little way that we all get stuck into. And my little schedule. And my little agenda. And my little kingdom. What is a kingdom? It's a domain. It's where there's rule and reign. Whose kingdom are we asking to come? Whose kingdom is on your agenda? Whose kingdom is the priority? God, let it be your kingdom. And then your will be done. Whose will? His will. Above my will, like Jesus, who in the Garden of Gethsemane said, "Lord, if you can, take this cup. But if not, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whenever the will of God is done, we start to see heaven come to earth. Church, this is really good news because this means we're not waiting for heaven one day. Heaven is now. Amen. Come on, amen. The kingdom of heaven is here and it's living in us and it's working through us, and God is bringing his kingdom as we pray, as we seek God, as we look to him. His kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. It says, give us today our daily. Everyone say daily. Daily, daily, daily. Doesn't say give us our weekly. Doesn't say give us our monthly. Doesn't say give us our annually. What does it say? It says give us our daily. Reminds me of the Israelites and the manna that came from heaven. And how often did the manna show up? Daily. And what were they instructed to do every day? Get new manna. We are not required to be relying on provision from one day for the rest of our lives. We are actually designed to come to God every single day for fresh bread, fresh provision, fresh encounter, fresh moving of the Holy Spirit. Church, how you doing today? Come on, I know I want this for you, that you would step into a prayer life where you see God moving every day, not just on Sunday, every day of your life. Come on, I think that's worth getting excited about. I know. I like to be excited. Okay. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Note that, have forgiven. So when I come to God asking for forgiveness, the first step is actually to forgive others. And at the end of the Lord's Prayer, it says, if you do not forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Anybody else scared by that prayer? That is scary, God. So we should make it part of our morning agenda just to forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Anyone ever been offended? No one is willing to admit it. You ever been offended? And if you haven't, just hang around. Church would be perfect if there was no people. If you weren't here, if I wasn't here, this place would be perfect. But guess what? It's not. It's full of people. Guess what that means? We're going to have to forgive regularly. We're going to have to forgive each other all the time as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. I wonder, who is leading? Because I know if I'm leading, if my flesh is leading, I'm going to lead myself by every possible trap. When you are leading, you suck a bit. When I am leading, when my flesh is guiding my steps, I suck. Ask my wife. But when I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to lead, who's leading you? When the Holy Spirit leads, guess what? He will not lead you into traps. He will not lead you into the schemes of the enemy. He will lead you into the ways everlasting. He will lead you into paths of righteousness for his glory's sake. But deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. And I like this, because sometimes I think you got to get a bit angry. Can't be so nice all the time. Can't be too nice of a Christian. When you pray, sometimes you got to get a bit angry. Deliver us, Lord. And you know, in my life, I need a lot of delivering. I find there's attack, and Jess and I, we've been facing a bit of attack lately. And feeling like there's a bit of pushback on us. And feeling like the enemy's trying to get us, get at us. And we've been having nightmares. Jessen had a bit of a nightmare. I had a bit of a nightmare. You ever had a nightmare? Is this too real? This is real life. Jessen had this picture of this dark figure outside of our house. and peering in, knocking on the window, trying to get into the safety of our home and that safe place, trying to disturb us, trying to create intimidation. I had this dream the other night that I felt was really vivid. I saw a serpent, a snake, come into our house. And I was trying to get rid of this snake. I was chasing around the house. Finally, it gets out. And then it comes back with eight others back into the house. And I woke up. And when you're facing something like this, it's very easy to just go with it. Ah, that was a bad dream. I need to talk to someone about that. And that's true. I mean, I journal. And Jessen, she teases me for journaling. She walks over and she goes, "Dear diary." helps me. But you know what I did? It was 3 a.m. In my bed, I said, "I am not having this. I'm not having this, Marion. I'm not having this in my house. I'm not having this in my dreams. I'm not having this in my wife's dreams, in our son's dreams, not in my house, not in my home, not in my mind, not in my soul, not in my now, not in my future. No." So I got up and I said, "Deliver me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Get out, you devil. Get out, you demons. Get out every spirit of intimidation. Get out everything trying to push me back, trying to keep me down, trying to say I'm not, but I am in Christ, trying to bully me. No. Hey, you need a good no on the inside of you. Deliver me. Get out. You have authority, church. You are not bowing to the enemy. You have authority to crush his head in Jesus' name. Deliver us. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. How long? Forever. Amen." But the best way to start is praise. So, Ben, I want you to join me. It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Look at this psalm, Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing." Singing. I love singing. I like just walking around singing. I think I learned that from Pastor Phil. He just walk around the office all day, "Hallelujah, amen." Come into his presence with singing. Fill your home with worship. Don't fill your home with Netflix more than you do with worship. Don't fill your home with arguing more than you do with worship. Let your home be filled with singing, with psalms, with hymns, with praise. "It is he who made us, and we are his, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." Look at this, listen. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise." Thanksgiving here is talking about things we're thankful to God for. So this is when we're thanking God for what he's done. This is when we're thanking God for his hand at work in our lives. Look at me. Don't look at the band. Look at me. Look at my. Here's what I want you to do right now. Right now, this is a little practical activity. Right now, I want you to write down three things you're thankful to God for. Do it right now. Grab a device. Grab something. Write something down. What are you thankful to God for? It doesn't have to be big. I wake up in the morning, I thank God for the sand. I just love sand. I think sand is awesome. God made it. And then I look at the sunrise. Have you seen a sunrise recently? It's ridiculous. It's the best painting I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. Thank God for the sunrise. Thank God. What are you thankful for? Little things. I'm so thankful for Jessen. I'm so thankful for Oakland. I'm so thankful for our church. I'm so thankful for you. What are you thankful for? Just three little things. So we enter his gates. And this is not talking about salvation. This is talking about our awareness of his presence. Because God is an ever-present help. He's always present. But are we aware of his presence? And do you know what builds awareness of God's presence in your life? Thanksgiving. Complaining builds awareness of you and your problems. Thanksgiving to God builds awareness of God and his goodness. Have you got your three? You got them? And then it says, enter his courts. So the gates is the temple. It's the presence of God. It's the place where God dwells, his presence. And we step through that gate by thanksgiving. And then it says his courts. And his courts talks about the holies, or the holy of holies. This is where we meet with God face to face. This is where our prayer moves from thanking God for his hand to admiring him for who he is. This is where we move from thanking God for what he's done, doing, gonna do, and we now get wrapped up in just who he is. So I want you to do it practically. Do this right now. I want you to write three things that you admire about God, about who he is. What do you admire about God? He's omnipresent. He is not limited by space or time. He's omnipotent, which means he is all powerful. Nothing is impossible for him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. King Jesus has a sword in his mouth. His eyes burn with fire. God is love. Love is not something he does, it's who he is. And we admire God for who he is. And we become aware of his presence as we pray. Prayer is not meant to be a mind-numbing experience. Prayer is not meant to be this practice that we are stuck in trying to get it right by some formula. Prayer is meant to be with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is meant to be with his presence. So church, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up. Stand up with me. Stand up with me. In every eye, can you close your eyes, everybody? Just to have a moment. Maybe you're here today and you standing here feel far from God. You feel a blockage between you and God. You feel like God is against you. Maybe you feel like you've missed it. Well, through Jesus, you can be reconciled to God right now. Through Jesus Christ, you can be reconciled into a living, dynamic, alive relationship with Jesus. So right now, if you need to make Jesus your Lord, receive him as your Lord, this is your moment. All I want you to do is raise your hand. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If that's you, saying yes to Jesus, receive him. Receive his peace. Receive his life. Here it is. Count of three. One, two, three. Who's there today saying, that's me? You just raise your hand and we're going to lead you in this prayer together. A couple of seconds. Thanks, man. So proud of you. Well done. Maybe you're coming back to God. He was there today. You're saying, that's me. I'm coming back. I need to come back to God. Just a couple more seconds. A couple more seconds. If that's you. Amen. Let's pray. Say this after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from sin. I turn to you and I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I receive forgiveness. I receive eternal life. thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, we believe you've been born again. As you pray with your mouth and believe in your heart, this is just the beginning. And church, what I want us to do, I want us just to take 2 minutes to pray. 2 minutes. We're going to pray 1 minute of thanksgiving, and then we're going to pray the other minute of praise, and then we're going to go. So you ready? Why don't you start to lift your voice? Start with thanksgiving. And church, I want to encourage you, there is time for silent prayer. There is time for personal devotional prayer. But this isn't it. Today, this is the time to pray together. So I want to encourage you, lift your voice. Let people around you hear your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.